This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/Adam's Bandcamp. Joy 94.9, you're on Bandcamp with Adam, and we just heard from Matt Corby with the track Untitled from his brand new EP, which is in stores and online on November 11th. It's called Into the Flame, and Matt's our special guest for the hour. He's going to do a bit of co-hosting with us. He's brought in five of his favourite tracks, and he's also going to play us a few tunes as well. Welcome back to Bandcamp, Matt. How you been?
I've been good. I've been very good.
Now, the last time we caught up, you were just about to head off to London.
Yes.
So that was a while ago.
That would have been ages.
Yeah. Now, what happened over there? Because one minute you're playing gigs here, there and everywhere, and the next you seem to be home already.
Yeah, it was a kind of interesting experience there. We sort of, everything was kind of lined up to sort of, you know, happen, and I think I got my own way and sort of created a bit of drama and basically ended up coming home early, and I was just kind of like, oh, I just don't really want to play music for a bit. I was just kind of, I think I kind of lost faith in myself a little bit, not to get all heavy, so I came home and I just thought I should get a job and just sort of just live normally for a while, and it's actually been really good, because it sort of kick-started me into gear again, into making a new EP and started, like, it's helped me to get my head around myself and play shows again. And yeah, it was a weird thing. It was just, I don't know. I think I just got over sort of the industry bullshit that was going on over there. Oh, am I allowed to swear?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, good.
You can on Bandcamp.
Okay, good. I just wasn't ready for it, and it kind of scared me a little bit, so I sort of came back home. But
do you think you'll head back over there with the EP that's just about to come out? Do you reckon you'll head over there with that?
Yeah, I hope so. I've been talking to Kev, who's the guy that heads up Communion, which is the label I'm on over there, and I showed him one of the songs on the record, and he sort of sat with it for a couple of days, and he never gets too excited about anything, but he sent me an email, which was all in capital letters, saying, your new song is fucking awesome, and I'm like, oh, that's good. So hopefully, you know, that I'll go back over there next year and release it and continue on gigging over in London. So, yeah.
Excellent. Now, speaking of gigging, you've been gigging your ass off around the country.
Yes.
The Secret Garden shows, tell us how they even came about, because they've been so popular.
It was one of those things that because of the kind of state that I was in with music when I came home, I didn't really want to do much. So I was kind of like, but I wanted to keep playing gigs because it's what I love doing more than anything, you know?
Yeah.
And me and Maddie, my manager, we kind of sat down and we talked about it, and we kind of thought just gigging in venues can just get old, and, you know, there's something else that we could have done. And so we put the word out on the net, which is like, oh, like just the people that are on the sites and stuff, we're just like, oh, where would you want to see a gig, you know?
Yeah.
And we had an overwhelming response of people saying backyards.
Yeah.
And we're just like, why not, you know?
Cool.
Like, we kind of thought it was going to be harder than it was, but basically we were just like, well, does anyone want to host one?
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of people put their hands up in Sydney, and we were just like, cool. So we trekked out to, like, we sort of tried to stick around the outskirts of Sydney, you know, make it more sort of natural and beautiful. And
yeah.
So the first couple were like on farms out in Camden. And
oh, awesome.
Like a bunch of people rocked up, and then sort of people sort of caught wind of it in Melbourne and in Brisbane and Perth, and started getting emails going, oh, are you playing these Secret Garden shows in...
Come to our place.
Yeah, fully. And we were just like, yeah, okay, well, like, let's do it. And
yeah.
So we pretty much hit the road with that. And once it started to build, we were kind of like, well, why not... Like, this is about the middle of the year. We're like, why not put on a big tour of it? And,
yeah.
And just like, I'll just jump in the car and just do the whole of Australia. And We started a few weeks ago in Mackay in far north Queensland, which was the longest car journey ever.
Because I'd already
driven to Brisbane on my own, and I was staying with some friends, and then I didn't realise how far north it was. It's 12 hours past Brisbane, Mackay.
Jeez,
and it was
a long way.
And it was a heavy drive because we drove through the night, and I've got three of my best mates traveling with me.
Oh, that's got to make it easier though.
It's really helped. And if I did it by myself, I would be going insane by now.
Yeah.
I'd be like this weird, like recluse dude that wouldn't want to speak to anyone because I've had too much alone time. But
and there's tour diaries as well up on your Facebook page, which is quite entertaining.
Yeah.
So people should check that out.
Yeah.
Looks like a lot of fun.
Just don't take too much notice of the more embarrassing moments, like when we're dancing on the highway. But I think like you do go quite loopy when you're on the road so much, like when you're just cooped up in a car. And we were kind of having a weird discussion the other day about it, like me and the boys, because it's one of those things where you're contained for so long, like maybe for 4 or 5 hours, where you're not really speaking or doing anything. We're not really talking because we're trying to sleep, and as soon as you get out of the car, it's like a rush of endorphins, and you're kind of like let's dance around. Like, we're in the middle of like a weird.
We're not sitting
town.
In a little car anymore. Yeah,
but like everyone's just looking at us all weird because we're like laughing our heads off, like running around the car, and it's just like, and then we get back in and everything's quiet again. We're just like, keep going.
Back in the box.
Fully. But no, it's been good.
So after the Garden Tour, you're going to do a couple of shows here in Melbourne to launch the EP.
Yes.
The first one sold out at the Toff, but the second one has been announced for Thursday, December 1st. So tickets are on sale for that at the moment. And what I love is you can package up your ticket with the EP, but also a signed photo.
Yeah.
How awesome is that for a diehard fan?
It's been like, the thing is, because we've been pre-selling this record on the tours, and because they're paying money, but they're not going home with anything. So we're like, oh, I guess we could give them a photo.
Yeah, I love it.
But I hope it's not too cheesy.
No, I love a collectible.
Okay, good.
Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about the EP after the next song, but you've chosen 5 songs for us to play this afternoon.
Yes.
What's the first one, and why did you choose this one?
I think all the songs I've chosen have just been sort of little glimmers of hope for me this year, just... And the first one I want to choose is a Ryan Adams track from the record Gold. It's called Sylvia Plath, which is the song that I had on repeat when I was kind of in London by myself. I was sort of cooped up in a house in Hackney, and I would just sort of sit by the window and smoke and just listen to this track over and over again. It was, and I don't know what it did. It just did something to me in a really good way. So it's a Ryan Adams song called Sylvia Plath.
Excellent. Here it is right now on Joy 94.9. You're on Bandcamp with Adam, and Matt Corby's our special guest. Joy 94.9. You're on Bandcamp with Adam. We've got a special guest co-host for the hour. Matt Corby's in the studio. He's telling us all about his brand new EP, Into the Flame, which is in stores and online on the 11th of November. You can grab a pre-order of that as well at mattcorby.com.au. And Matt's also chosen a few tunes for us to play this afternoon. What was that one, Matt?
That was Ron Sexsmith, In Place of You, which is like, I think he is a genius of a songwriter. And that song is one of those tracks that, like, when I heard that self-titled record, there was a bunch of songs that are, it's a very weird record because it's all kind of quite different, but that song just stuck out, and I showed all my mates, and like, the next thing you know, like, I get in their cars or whatever, and they're just pumping that song.
Oh, really?
Like, and it kind of, with my mates back home, it kind of gave birth to this like small gospel like revolution in their heads, where they started looking up all old artists like Otis Redding and Marina Shaw and Buddy Guy and stuff, which was cool. So
cool.
It was good that this song was a trigger for that.
But. Everyone's stepping back in time.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, the EP, as I said, it's called Into the Flame, and it's out on the 11th of November. Can you tell us a little bit about it, the recording process of it and that kind of thing?
Yeah, cool. It was, in a sense, kind of a rush job because we wanted to... I sort of came to the point where I was like, actually, I really want to release something this year. And I got the band together, which is just 3 really good friends, a guy called Tristan Thorne and... a drummer called Tim Coghill, who's from Melbourne, and my friend Bree Tranter, who used to play in the band The Middle East.
Oh, yeah,
and
cool.
She's amazing. And I was kind of just like, can we just get in a rehearsal studio for a week and then record, you know, four tracks? And I hadn't shown anyone the tracks yet. And we got into Stage Door in Sydney, and we sort of started rehearsing these songs. And I had a bunch of ideas. I didn't have anything in concrete as far as stylistically down, like how I wanted the songs to sound.
Okay.
But I just, they were just, it was just bare bones, you know, just lyrics and melody. And
yeah.
We sort of, after 2 days, the songs sort of all went off in complete separate directions, which is kind of cool in a way. And we kind of just ran with it. And so we kind of polished it off, and Tim Carr, who was the producer, was with us the whole way, just sort of recording every little thing on his computer and his iPhone and making notes and sending me long emails. And we got into 301 and basically pretty much did everything live in 2 days.
Wow.
And then did some sort of any sort of cleaning up stuff in the next couple. And then me and Tim mixed it, and it was kind of like, we kind of forgot it happened. Like a week after, I was like, oh, we just made an EP. That was cool.
It just happened.
Yeah. And it was really interesting. But I'm really glad that, you know, just even my family and friends have really taken a shine to Brother, which was released as a lead track. And
yeah. And the feedback on Brother on Facebook and just various forums and things like that has been amazing as well.
Yeah.
You must be happy with that.
It's been real positive. You know? And I'm sort of not used to it, because like the last couple of EPs kind of were just sort of, they were more kind of, especially the Transition to Colour, which was the last one, was kind of just a whole body of work that I just did in London. And it was kind of, all meant to be together, but this is kind of just like four songs like that I just poured everything into, but they're completely separate from one another.
Each of their own,
Which is kind of a different thing for me, so I'm interested to see what people think of the EP as a whole. So,
Will people be surprised with the EP as a whole? Will they be expecting four tracks of Brother, or what? Will they expect the same sound?
For the first time, I've actually really vocally pushed myself, and like there's a couple of songs that are real, like real kind of ballsy. It's like I'm really sort of having a go at it.
Belting it out.
Brother is one. Yeah. There's a real kind of dirty blues track on there as well, which is like, which by the time we recorded it, we were all kind of slightly drunk.
Okay.
Which actually made it cooler and like kind of loose and it was, but it was, I don't know if I should say that, but it was definitely a big thing for me to sort of really push my vocal like that. Which is kind of what I wanted to do, but I've always been a bit hesitant too, so.
Yeah, and how's that carrying over to performing them in a live setting?
It's like, well, the thing is, I've done it live for so long, but I've always tried to do it in recordings, but it never really translated.
Yeah.
Because it kind of, like live, it's so easy to make something big and epic, but on recording, it's like everything's condensed and compressed and isolated into, you know, your headphones, basically.
Yeah.
And so it becomes a mission to try and make something feel big. There's some bands that do it incredibly well, and there's some people that they just can't get it across, and that's why I've never really tried to, because I'm like, I wouldn't be able to get it across, you know. But
you've done it.
I feel like we may have done it.
Yes,
I don't know. Yeah.
We're going to hear Brother at the end of the interview.
Cool.
But we're going to hear two more tracks that you've chosen to play, kicking it off with what's next.
Nathaniel Ratcliffe, who's a dear friend of mine from America, who I met in London, and this song is called "We Never Win," and he's just a minimalist and a beautiful songwriter. And a beautiful voice and a beautiful man. He's
beautiful everything.
He's the coolest guy in the world. So. And this song is just like, hey, it's kind of changed the way his record actually has changed the way I kind of write music and maybe just simplify everything.
Very nice. Here it is right now on Joy 94.9. You're on Bandcamp with Adam and Matt Corby, special guest co-host. Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
J Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.